The voice of a generation is gone, a generation of cartoon characters. June Foray has died at age 99. She was best known for her multiple roles on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, including Rocky the Flying Squirrel and his nemesis, Natasha Fatal. NPR's Ted Robbins has this remembrance.
Let's not start at the beginning. There's a line that could have come out of Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's the late 50s, early 60s, and Jay Ward's Rocky and Bullwinkle are skewering cartoon convention of the time with wry, self-referential humor. Here, Rocket J. Squirrel and his dim-witted moose friend Bullwinkle are off to Hollywood in search of fame, pursued by spies Boris and Natasha. June Foray is both Rocky and Natasha, hero and villain.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Bullwinkle.
Not you, you!
I'm still Bullwinkle.
I got it, Natasha. Let's go.
But Boris...
The show was a hit among adults and kids. It went into syndication, and it's still popular online and on cable. Foray told NPR in 2013 that she couldn't imagine the lasting popularity of her characters.
I never had any idea. All I wanted to do was work.
That does it, Natasha. Come on. We're going to get an A-bomb.
A-bomb?
A-bomb, come on.
Did you hear that, Bullwinkle?
Sure, they repeated it twice.
Do you know what A-bomb means?
Certainly. A-bomb is what some people call our program.
I don't think that's so funny.
It was the midst of the Cold War, and anyone watching would have thought Boris and Natasha were Russian agents. So did Foray.
And Jay Ward said, no, 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 they're from Pennsylvania. Don't make them from Russia, because we had enough problems as it was. So I made her sort of continental.
In the same show, she played earnest and clueless Nell Fenwick, Canadian Mountie Dudley Do-Right's girlfriend.
Dudley, fancy meeting you here. I always knew you were a big spender, and there's just so many things in town I want to buy.
June Foray was born June 4 in Massachusetts, and she was doing voice work on radio by age 12. Her family moved to Los Angeles, and she kept doing radio. She began in animation as the voice of Lucifer the Cat in Disney's Cinderella. Then, even though Foray was a young woman, came a string of old woman roles. Mother Magoo in the Mr. Magoo cartoons, Witch Hazel in Looney Tunes, and Granny, Tweety Bird's owner and protector against Sylvester the Cat.
Just what are you doing with my little birdie?
June Foray also began creating a legacy beyond her own work. She helped found the Annie Awards for Animation, and for decades she lobbied the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to recognize animated features with an Oscar, which it finally did in 2001. And she worked to digitize old film and TV animation, as she told NPR in 2004.
So many of our famous animators and writers are gone, and we've got to commemorate them and remember their work.
Today, we remember June Foray and her work. Ted Robbins, NPR News.